Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where we encourage our panelists to tell lies. If you would like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can download the Wait Wait podcast to your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Aaron from Jackson, Wyoming.
Hey, Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing really well.
Aaron, it is nice to have you with us. Now, you're going to play our game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Aaron's topic?
Houston, we have a, how should I put this?
Now, when you hear the words scandal and NASA together, what comes to mind is probably an avenging woman wearing a diaper, but that was not the first embarrassing headline made by our National Space Program. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of an earlier incident that rocked the rocket ships of NASA. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. You ready to play?
I am.
All right. First, let's hear from Sue Ellicott.
In 1972, NASA's $200,000 hand-stitched, loose-fitting water training suits for the Apollo 16 mission weren't holding up. Safety checkers noticed splits in the quadruple-sealed waterproof zippers, and NASA seamstress Mary Callahan was blamed, until a weekend security guard at the Aqua training base in the Gulf of Mexico tipped off the injured Miss Callahan that he'd been hearing hysterical laughter from the Apollo 16 tank room, and only when Lunar Module pilot Charles M. Duke's body double Garrett Walker was testing the roomy orange suits for buoyancy. Mr. Walker was hauled in and immediately confessed. He'd been smuggling his girlfriend in, not only into the Apollo 16 motor vessel retrieval area, but also into his suit. And not only his girlfriend, also his nephew, one next-door neighbor, a work colleague, and his ex-college roommate, though not all at the same time. Mr. Walker was fired despite pleas he'd smuggled in his guests in exchange for money donated to a fund for retired cosmonauts.
An astronaut trainer smuggling in friends to use their immersion suits. Your next story of a NASA scandal comes from Adam Felber.
There's a reason why there are no good delis in space. And that reason was made abundantly clear on a 1965 Gemini flight when astronaut John Young smuggled aboard a corned beef sandwich from Wolfie's in Cocoa Beach. The sandwich was sort of a gag gift for astronaut Gus Grissom. Sadly, though, the floating crumbs presented a hazard to onboard electronics, the whole thing resulting in a congressional hearing and one of the oddest bits of recorded space dialogue, which I will now reenact with me as a Pilot Young and Paula Poundstone as Gus Grissom.
Please.
Actual transcript.
What is it?
Corned beef sandwich.
Where did that come from?
I brought it with me. Let's see how it tastes. Smells, doesn't it?
It's breaking up. I'm going to stick it in my pocket.
Is it? It was a thought, anyway.
Yep.
Not a very good one.
Pretty good, though, if it would just hold together.
Want some chicken leg?
No, you can handle that.
This was just a reenactment, ladies and gentlemen. Not an actual recording. All right, so a illegitimate corned beef sandwich in space. And your last story of a not-so-bright moment from NASA comes from Paula Poundstone.
Recently released NASA documents indicate that in an investigation that followed the historic Apollo 11 mission, the barely perceptible prints of two well-trained buttocks were found on the inside of the window of the lunar module. Highly classified interrogations then revealed that, in fact, astronaut Buzz Aldrin, a young man at the time, NASA now stresses, had dropped his spacesuit and pressed his butt cheeks against the window during Neil Armstrong's descent from the ladder onto the moon's surface. For the, quote, inspiration and encouragement of his co-worker. Apparently, even America's best and brightest couldn't resist the historic opportunity of mooning the first man to walk on the moon. A spokesperson for NASA insists that it was all in good fun, and most people would have done the same thing.
Let's see what you decide. Let me review your choices. From Sue Ellicott, astronaut trainer sneaking in friends to use their immersion suit in the tank facility. From Adam Felber, a contraband corned beef sandwich brought into orbit. Or from Paula Poundstone, a moon on the moon. Which of these is the real story of a scandal in NASA's past?
Well, I think I'm going to have to go with Adam's because his was the least funny.
Oh.
Wow. If you're wrong, that's really mean.
Let's be friends. All right, sir, Aaron. Your choice is Adam's story of the illicit corned beef sandwich in space. Now, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the history of NASA.
The problem with eating a sandwich in space is the crumbs go everywhere and they can lodge into some important mechanism or short out a computer. And if you're orbiting the Earth at 18,000 miles an hour, that's not really a situation you want to be in.
That was Phil Plait, astronomer, historian of the space program and proprietor of badastronomy.com. Congratulations, Aaron. You have got it right.
All right.
You've earned a point for Adam. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing with us today.